Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
John Fanta, NBC Sports, joins us now on the fan hotline. Somebody's here to take his victory lap. There we go, John.
Here we go, fellas. Here we go. I think I'm walking, taking the lap, and it might be the only time I ever take one because I'll be far more wrong than right. But how about this run? How about this ball club? I'm 30, all right? I just turned 30 in July. I was thinking about this. This is the most surprised I have ever been by a Cleveland sports team, and it is not remotely close. This is shocking, stunning. I mean, I didn't quit on it. Nick Wilson, you and I were texting when this team was like 10 back about them and still watching the games and taking it all in. But to see them, I thought they'd be in the wild card race, guys. I thought they'd hang around in that because, to me, the third wild card in both the American and National Leagues, it's weak. I mean, it is weak. If the Tigers end up making it, they're more than limping. The Astros, who nobody wants it apparently, that third wild card. The Astros have been terrible this week against the Athletics. I thought the Guardians would hang around there. I didn't have them entering tonight with a chance to put the nail in the coffin in the Tigers for the division race. This is unbelievable. It's why we love sports. It is so much fun. Savor it, Cleveland.
So with that, I said today that after watching Tuesday on Pins and Needles and just living and dying with every moment, last night I did the same, but in the seventh inning I was like, they got this, and I'm going to go to bed. Mm-hmm. They hadn't even gotten the fourth and fifth runs yet, and I just knew they were going to win. And as I was walking upstairs to bed, fourth and fifth runs score, and I kind of chuckled, and I said, I guess I can go to sleep now. John, I went to sleep in the seventh inning. All right? I was out. I was done because I just knew they were going to get the win. I've never done that as a Cleveland fan in any sport.
No. And this team's made it possible, and I agree with you. Like, even last night, as much as we were stressed watching the game, because these are playoff games, when they went down, I don't know how you guys felt, when they went down 1-0, you know, I was thinking, like, it's all right. You know, it's only one. I always say you got to score to win, and I have faith that this team is going to find a way to score. I really do. And I have even more faith that right now the best trait of this ball club is that, what have they gone, 18 consecutive starts in which their starters have allowed two runs or less? I mean, give a hat tip to this rotation. Give an applause to this rotation. Tanner Bibee would probably tell you he was like a C+, B- last night overall. He was fighting it. And he gave everything he had to that outing and grinded it out. And I thought when he left runners at the corners there, it was huge to get out of that jam. The starting pitching has been absolutely fantastic. And this bullpen has caught a mojo about it that says if the Guardians are leading in the sixth inning or later. Last year, you know, yeah, they had Class A. Yes, they had a good bullpen. But remember, the bullpen blew some leads last year and ended up struggling in the postseason overall. I'm really curious to see if they can carry this into the playoffs, because right now you're entering these games and you're saying, hey, we get to four runs and we really have a good shot of winning. And the way this team is, sometimes their best at-bats, fellas, are the at-bats where they're actually producing an out. but they're going 8 to 12 pitches. What this Guardians team is doing right now is they are making every pitcher work. You might not see it in the first or second inning in the runs column or even the third inning, but they're making it very difficult. They foul a ton of pitches off, and they just grind it out. They have caught a wave, and it feels like a wave that can be sustainable. It really does. Hell, it has been this month. But I'm with you, Nick. When we got to the seventh inning last night, I was like, even to 3-1, I'm like, they've got this. This team, they don't just believe. They know they're going to win. And that's a powerful thing. That's culture.
John, I remember going through the times where, obviously, earlier this season, you went, 10 games straight losing. You went 1-9 over a 10-game stretch. And I remember being in those moments, listening to Stephen Vogt after the games and being like, there's no fight here, right? Like, he says all of the positive things about this team, and he never takes his shot. Obviously, to have them turn around, Vogt had a pulse on the clubhouse. He had a pulse on what needed to be said in front of his team and then behind closed doors. What does it say just for him to have that feel on his team and know that there was something there and to be able to pull it out of them?
Well, it says that he should be considered for manager of the year. And right now, I'd put him right there. I know Seattle's a terrific story, and you could argue on that behalf. Toronto's obviously a really good story. But to me, Stephen Vogt's the manager of the year in Major League Baseball because his team looked dead and buried, and they just showed the value of a 162-game season. And, oh, by the way, that would give him back-to-back years of achieving that fee. And you think about this, guys, in sports, what's the percentage, Nick and Jake, what's the percentage of coaches who have success replacing the guy? What would you put the percentage at?
Maybe 20% if you're lucky. I probably would have went lower.
I actually would even lean towards like 10%. But okay, somewhere between 10 and 20%. Let's say 15 to call it even. It's one thing to replace and be good. How about replacing in year one, making the American League Championship Series with a team that nobody had doing that last year? How about this year engineering potentially the greatest divisional comeback to a division title that we have ever seen in the history of baseball? What he's done is, in the first 2 years on the job, he's bought an incredible amount of trust. He's paid off for Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff, and I mean, I know people are gonna scoff or roll their eyes, but at the end of the day, you don't select a manager without your top people approving. So Paul Dolan employs those people who made this hire, and I'd like to think that he had some say in who got the managerial job. All the people that are in that front office, they don't give themselves a pat on the back publicly because they're not cocky and they kind of live in the shadows, and I think it should be appreciated with Antonetti. Like, he's not out there touting himself and taking victory laps. Hey, he kind of is asked a question, he'll give availability, but he's just not like that. And those people deserve the credit because Stephen Vogt has just bought himself at least 3, 4, 5 years more in Cleveland. I'm not saying this is going to go sideways anytime soon, but I don't think you could have asked for a better, and we haven't even gotten to the playoffs yet. You couldn't have asked for a better start to a managerial tenure for a guy who's replacing someone who people in Cleveland said when Terry Francona's time was up in Cleveland, people look at the whole track record and they say, well, best manager in Cleveland baseball history, most consistent, winning era. Will he get a statue someday? Like, all those things are real. And I just think for Stephen Vogt to take over and feel comfortable in his own skin and take on the criticism, like, look, he took a lot of heat earlier this season from my...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
Hey,
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Self-included. And I'm not saying he's perfect, but which manager is? You know, it's easy for us to say sometimes, oh, I would have gone with that guy. Oh, I would have gone with that guy. I also do think, and I think Steven would admit this, and I think we're all seeing this right now. You even saw some of the dugout video last night. How invaluable is Carl Willis, fellas? This guy just, he's been around this organization for so long. You can tell how comfortable the pitchers are, and we kind of laugh, but every time Carl Willis goes out and sees somebody on the mound for a visit, it's like he's the whisperer. Last night he did it with Tim Herron, and it's like when he went out there, I'm like, yeah, Herron will probably figure it out here because that's what Carl does. Carl Willis is as invaluable a pitching coach as you're going to find in Major League Baseball. But Stephen Vogt, he's not territorial. He's not combative. He has fit the Guardians' culture perfectly. He deserves Manager of the Year. And Cleveland, you've got a baseball manager for a long, long time. This won't just be his last postseason or division title. The setup is there for years of success.
And you still haven't given him something close to a complete roster, which is another thing you got to think about. John Fanta, NBC Sports on the Fan Hotline, Cleveland's own huge Guardians fans, huge Cleveland sports fan as well. One school of thought is you played the Tigers so much down the stretch, you might want to avoid them in that first round because, quite frankly, they know you better than anyone in baseball right now. Do you subscribe to that theory, or do you want to bring on the Tigers in that first round?
Bring them on. I don't care who it is. This team is not afraid of anybody. They're not afraid, and I know people get squirrely about continuing to match up with teams, and, you know, you could say Detroit's due. Hey, look, that's what stinks about the wild card series. It is three games. I would counter and say it's better than just a one-game playoff. Would you guys agree? Wouldn't you be more squirrely if it was one game, one singular game, right?
Yeah.
Like the three-game deal. Let's just say Detroit gets one. Okay. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, it's over, it's done. The Guardians, they're comfortable against Detroit pitching. You know, you don't know if and Houston's stumbling here and they're struggling themselves. I guess my vantage point is get home field, maybe have a chance to take a breath on Saturday and or Sunday, you know, take a beat, get ready for whatever the wild card series holds. And right now this team, I mean, they've won 17 of their last 19 games. They're peaking at the right time. And I don't want to, if they go out and they lose the wild card series and then people are like, oh, what a, you know, obviously it'd be a gut punch. It would stink, but that's playoff baseball. You got to go out and play, and you got to put your best foot forward. I'd much rather be in the Guardians position. You think the Tigers want to see this team again in Cleveland, which right now is a house of horrors for them? I do not think so. I just don't see it. If I'm the Guardians, I'm more than comfortable facing the Tigers. Hell, they went to Houston. One of the points in their season where I thought they were about to be really, really dead was when they went to Houston. And if you remember, they swept the Astros in Houston. I just don't think this team, Stephen Vogt, and Vogt inspires this. You know, to Vogt's credit, I'm watching Terry Francona's Reds right now, and the Reds have lost twice to the Pirates. They look tight. They look tight. They're playing tight, and they're struggling. And Stephen Vogt's got his ball club playing loose, playing ready. Even last year against the Yankees had more talent than the Guardians, and their big bombers were the difference in the series. What you could not say, and every Yankee fan would say this, is that the Guardians players were afraid of the Yankees. They were not afraid. That's how David Fry walked it off. This team plays fearlessly. I'm not afraid of the Tigers. I'm not afraid of anybody.
So, obviously, people have been talking about, you know, the pitching's been so great on the starting end that you're due for regression at some point. I'm looking at the playoffs and trying to find a three-man rotation to throw out there in the first series. I think it's easy. Gavin Williams, Tanner Bibee. John, who'd you be picking for the third spot?
Man, I think it's Parker Messick. You know, I think it's the guy that's pitching tonight. I believe in him. I think that this guy, being a left-hander, certainly helps. I know Cantillo's there too, but I would think that in a third and deciding game, if it got there, that you could go with Messick and Ciccone and bridge it together and make it work that way. Messick, I mean, guys, when you look at what he's done since he's been called up, he has been really, really solid. And he's limited damage. And you know what I like about Messick the most? He really doesn't walk people. He doesn't run into the walk issues. His last three starts, he's totaled 2 walks. And that's to 17 strikeouts. 17 strikeouts to 2 walks over Messick's last 3 starts. I love that. I love that he's got command. I love that he doesn't put people on with free passes, because at the end of the day, that's where the regression is going to come from. You know, and it almost happened last night. Like, Tanner Bibee ran into trouble because he walked people. He was not commanding his fastball at times. It would appear that he was overthrowing it. Obviously, Messick being younger, you know, I get it. He's a 24-year-old guy, and this is new for him. But he's a hot arm right now, and he's throwing the baseball really well. I mean, this whole rotation is. But I would go with Messick because I think that he just fits the part of the number three. I don't trust Cantillo right now in that role, to be honest with you guys. I would trust him in a bridge role. And Ciccone, you know, it's been a mixed bag. When he's been off, it's not good. You know, and now he's been on the past couple weeks for the most part. But when Ciccone has not been good, he makes mistakes. Messick has shown us, in the sample size that we have, albeit limited, that might help him in the playoffs. It really might, from a scouting perspective. I mean, he hasn't seen some of these teams and have not seen him. I would go with Messick. I really would.
All right, John, we got about 45 seconds here. Does the Guardians-Tigers divisional race add more juice to this Lions game on Sunday?
Hell yeah, why not? Yeah, Cleveland-Detroit for the barge. Yeah, I think it does. I think it only adds more fever, you know. It certainly, I already have Detroit sports fans texting me saying the real game is Sunday. That's how much they've given up on their baseball team. And I just send them back the meme of, at least we're not Detroit, from the elite Cleveland tourism video. You know what, guys? Sunday is obviously a huge test for the Browns. At some point, they have to find some level of an offensive rhythm. If they don't find an offensive rhythm, then they're not going to win on Sunday, because Detroit's just too potent for even an outstanding defense to keep them at bay. But you know what? The Browns have the best defense in the National Football League right now. And I think my mindset is that needs to be good enough for them to push the over past 3-win Wilson, because 3-win Wilson, they've already got one.
3-win Wilson. That sounds delicious. John is going to be on NBC Sports on Sunday. He's going to be making his Football Night in America debut this weekend, which is a huge, huge to-do. John, we're so happy for you. Cleveland is so proud of you, buddy, and love the energy you brought today, as you do every time you're on with us. Appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, fellas. I get to do Browns-Lions highlights on Sunday night. We'll see how that goes.
All right, no crying if it's a bad game. Okay, buddy. John Fanta there of NBC Sports. On the Fan Hotline, we'll react to what he had to say about your Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.